Hallelujah. So this is Pastor Kyle, and I'm just happy to be with you tonight and opening up this new program, Deliverance Today, where you can be free, where you can grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where you can see mighty changes take place in your life. So it's a blessing to be here with you. We're going to have a message tonight, and then call in. There's people who want to call in. That we'll give you a number to call in that, in a little bit here at 657-383-0134. You can also call in and listen that way as well. But, yeah, we're looking forward to this time together. It'll be 2 hours every Friday night, and eventually we'll do a Sunday night one as well, which would probably be pre-recorded, but this one is live right now. And that's the way we want to do Friday night for 2 hours live, except for next week, because next week we'll be at the conference, Lifestone Remnant Conference, and so we won't be able to do a live one then. Pastor John Kyle, theoasisplace.org is the website, theoasisplace.org, and you can email me at theoasis1 at localnet.com, theoasis1, the number one, at localnet.com. If you'd like to write to me, the mailing address, Pastor John Kyle, The Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162. And that's in Billings, Montana, 59105. That's 59105. Okay, so we're going to get started in a minute. Just let me give you a little quick background on the self here for those of you who have not listened before. We've been ministering deliverance, ministry, spiritual warfare for about 30 years now, casting out demons out of thousands of Christians, setting them free from the bondages through the power of Jesus Christ. And, of course, you can be free, and that's what this program is about, so that you can also get free yourself. And that's what we're here for, help people get free from the spirits and the things that torment them. And I have been on another program, until now, Omega Man Radio, and Jesus was speaking to me about getting off of there and starting this program, so that's what I did, and just want to say I love the man, and I'm not against him in any way. I'm not don't want to speak evil or anything. It's just that there are some things that I had to depart because of, and so now we'll be doing this program weekly, one night a week to begin. Praise the Lord. So anyway, if you have more questions about that, you could email me. I'd be happy to talk to you about that if you like. We're going to get into the Word of God today. God has a word for you that will help you, I believe, and cause you to grow. And so we're going to title it today, Keep a Fresh Vision. Keep a Fresh Vision. And, you know, we'll start doing the news again. I know that's something I used to do, and we'll start doing that again in 2 weeks, where we'll have the news first, and then we'll get into the Word of God. But this week, we're not going to do the news, and this is a launch day, and so we're not going to get into much of the news. I know there's so much going on, and definitely you could go to Steve Quayle's site and begin to get some news there if you like, but we will have news soon, a couple weeks. But this week, we're going to just get into this Word today, so let's get right into it. Keep a fresh vision. That's the title today. Keep a fresh vision. You know, I've been hearing, you know, a lot of people with a give-up attitude lately, and that bothers me. I'm concerned, definitely concerned about that. And others have said, well, I guess it'll always be like that. You know, the devil just isn't going to quit, and I'm just going to have to put up with this the rest of my life. I guess it's just the way it's going to be. Well, you know what? That's right. He will never quit until Jesus comes. And he'll steal every good thing that you get from God unless you stop him, right? We all have to learn that we can stop the enemy. And if we don't stop him, then he will steal from us. But look at this give-up attitude. It's very concerning to me, because these are dear brothers and sisters in the Lord that have just been through too much, it seems. Too many difficulties, too many trials, too many things, and it just seems to overweight on them. You know, they're just weighed down with these things. But you can't give up. What are you going to give up to? What are you going to give up to? You're going to go back to this world system and live in the bondage of the world? Come on, you know that that's not the answer for you. You know that God has more for you than going back to the world system and living back under the old bondage of that. You might get a little relief for a little while, but you know what? Ultimately, the devil will just rob you, and it'll be worse for you than it was before. I want to read Proverbs 29:18 because we need to remember this. Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, this is an important scripture to remember here because a lot of people have lost their vision today. The devil wants your dreams. He wants your vision. He wants to steal from you. He wants to keep you with no vision anymore. And this is not a good thing, okay, saints? I want to restore, see you restored vision today. I want to see you get that vision restored to you. Maybe give one for the first time in your life, okay? And so we need to recognize some things today. There is a subtle strategy of the enemy, okay? A very subtle strategy of the enemy. And I want to read this scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Okay? So I'm concerned here because I've seen the enemy slip into people's lives and steal their vision, steal the very life force of pressing on and cause them to fall into a mold and actually become moldy in their life, moldy in their walk. All right, and the problem is that many don't know it until it's too late, and they've been snared. They've been snared by the enemy. They're in a trap, you know, like that little, you've probably seen rabbit and squirrel trap. You know, they walk right in there, they're eating away and don't realize they're trapped until they're done eating, and then they try to get back on their course. They try to get out of there, try to get back on their course in life, and say, this is what the enemy's done to so many today. He snared them, and they're so busy with his bait. And finally, when they want to get back on course, they're snared or they're so far off course that it takes months, weeks, or even years to get back on course. And so this is what I'm seeing happen. You know, in flying an airplane, if you don't keep a constant eye on the instrument and continually make adjustments, minor adjustments, before long the wind, you know, I'm talking about flying VFR, before long the wind will have you so far off course that you'll miss your destination. And this is what I see has happened to a number of brothers and sisters in the Lord, and the devil's been subtly blowing his wind your way. And we need to wake up. We need to pay attention because he'll have you off course if he can, because that's his plan. He wants to get us all off course. He wants to get us distracted from the things that really matter in life, you know, like the Word of God, like staying in the Word, staying full of the Word, staying strong in the Lord and keeping that vision through our lifetime and not giving up. You know, examine yourselves. It says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? So, you know, Jesus is telling us here that we need to look at ourselves. We need to look at our faith. We need to look at our walk and see where we're at in this. Are we growing in grace? Are we moving on? Are we walking by faith, or have we slipped into unbelief? Has the enemy just come in and robbed us of that faith walk that God wants? You know, people, if we don't walk by faith, then, you know, we're not walking the walk that God has called us to walk, because it says in the Word of God that in 2 Corinthians 5:7, the just shall walk by faith, the just shall live by faith. So we've got to every day be a faith walk every day. In fact, the Bible even goes so far as to tell us that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, that's pretty heavy. I don't know about the way you think about things, but, man, to me, that is a pretty heavy statement, that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So that means that if we're doing something and we can't do it in faith, if we can't walk it in faith, then it's sin. That's I didn't write that. It's in the book of Romans, you know. So it's pretty heavy scripture to ponder. Well, how did this happen to the saints of God? How does it happen that they lose their vision, they get off track? How does that happen? Well, I want to start with Haggai, chapter 1, verse 5 here. It says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Consider your way. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. And one more verse here, verse 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. There's an alignment scripture with that one in 2 Corinthians 13:5 here. So, first of all, in verse 5, it's time to stop everything and examine where you're at with God today. Okay? Consider your ways. He says it twice here in this reading that we just read. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. You know, where are you at with God? Are you growing in the power of Jesus? Are you getting delivered? Are you progressing in your walk? In verse 6, it says that you've sown much, you know, and you bring in a little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages earneth it to put it into a bag with holes. So does that sound kind of familiar? Because you sown much and you're bringing in a little. You know God's word is true, but you come up short and you're wanting. And this can also be true about your money. Your money seems to flow out like it's in a bag with holes in it. A lot of people are robbed from financially, and we'll step off into that for just a minute here. You know, there is spirits of poverty. Many spirits are assigned to Christians to keep them from getting ahead so that they can't give to the Lord. And so they're attacked in this area, and it seems like the money's just dropping out. Where's it all going? Something broke. Something went down. Something's not in order. So what are we going to do? Well, We got to first examine ourselves and see where we're at with God. Do we have some demons in the way? Do we have some poverty spirits, some death spirits, some lack spirits that are sabotaging everything we do? That are messing with us in every area of our lives? What do you do here? Something's going on, obviously. And some people are living under this curse of poverty all their life, and they never can seem to break out of it. This is a bondage. This is an enemy attack. We've got to break out of this. We've got to do deliverance until we see it free. We've got to tithe. We've got to put Jesus first in every area where our finances are concerned. And the things of God, too. It seems like we don't get very far in the things of God. We don't study our Bible. We can't seem to do it. There's blockages here. We need to consider a way, consider what's going on. If these things are happening, you put the finger where it belongs. And God tells you it's your ways, not his. He didn't say to examine my way, it's God's way. He said to examine your way. So what does that mean? That means you quit blaming God when things don't go the way you want them to, or you prayed for them to go because it's not God's fault. So you're considered your way. You're not considered. God's always right. His word is always true, and there is no fault in God. So I always look at myself. If something's going wrong in my life, if something's not going the direction we want it to go, I'm going to look at my own life. I'm going to check me out, see what's going on. Now look at verse 9 and 10 here. It said, you looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And we're live tonight, by the way. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste, and you run every man unto your own house. Verse 10, therefore the heaven over you is saved from dew, and the earth is saved from her fruit. Isn't that the condition of our country today? As well as personal problems, personal issues in Christian life, but this is the problem for our country today. We've looked for much, and lo, it came to little. We at one time in this country had much. But now we're losing so much ground. We're having more storms. We're having more difficulties with the system that we live in. We have more disasters going on in our country right now. It's because America has brought in ungodly marriages that are not sanctioned by God. In fact, the Word of God clearly tells us that it's an abomination to God. And when you bring that sort of thing into your country and put the blessing of the nation on it, then the nation begins to go down. And the more that is ratified in more and more states, then the more and more we're going to see destruction come on different states. The more and more there's going to be judgment on different states. And we're going to see more problems in our country, and it's sad to say we live in this country, so we have to watch it take place, even though we can be individually blessed. But as a whole, the nation was coming more and more under that curse because of what they have allowed in and what they're sanctioning, which is contrary to the Word of God. We saw it in Israel. We're seeing it today in our country. Just the ancient Israel I'm talking about back then, when they walked away from God and they brought in the ways of the heathen, they brought in the ways of the paganism, the pagan countries round about them. What happened? They saw their nation be overtaken by foreign gods, and demonic things came into their country from other countries and began to just tear it down, and that's what we've seen happen here, what we're seeing. But anyway, back to the personal side of this, you know, what is your problem today? Well, a lot of it could be you've lost your vision. You've left your first love. You've gone back to putting you in your house before the house of the Lord and the Lord God. And we don't want to ever put anything before the Lord God. I always give God the glory. We never want to take the glory for ourselves because we are nothing apart from Him. We're nothing apart from Him. Okay? In fact, the Bible tells you that, doesn't it? It tells you without Him, you can do what? Nothing, right? Okay. Thanks to God. Thanks. You've forgotten that all the blessings of God were to bring Him glory, not glory to us. Now, you know, when we put Him first, we lift Him up, then He will lift us up, but we got to let Him do that, not do it to ourselves. So that's pride. And pride goes before a fall, the Bible says. There's plenty of demons involved in pride, right? And if we're in pride, we need to get deliverance from that. So therefore, the heavens seem closed, it says here, and you stay where you're at with little or no growth in the Lord, and this is not where God calls us to be. Instead of where we walk by faith, not by sight, we begin to operate in the natural again. Well, God didn't do nothing, so I'll just have to take care of it. And then we, in our pitiful state, we attempt to take care of it because God evidently wasn't able to, so we got to go out in our pitiful condition of it, you know, and really, the Word of God clearly shows our pitiful condition apart from Him. And so before long, we were doing things on our own, we're going and trying to take care of things on our own ability, and where's Jesus? Before long, you're living selfishly for yourself, and the devil has you in his trap, and you're snared, and you might not even know it, and your spirituality is forced or is acted on. So other people will say, well, oh, you know, how spiritual you must be. And yet you're just acting. You're just going through the motions of your spirituality, you know, when you're around other people. How important you are in the center of attention is no longer Jesus, but you and your spirituality. Well, that is incorrect. Brothers and sisters, much of what we see in the church today is not spirit-led, but self-led to exalt self. All the while, we are telling ourselves, this is for God I'm doing it. Oh, really? Well, maybe it's to lift you up. You ever think about that? You know, maybe we're lifting ourselves up, and God is saying, no, this is not the way it works. Let's read James 4:3. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, but you might consume it upon your own lust. Upon your lust. People ask and receive nothing, so they go on not considering or examining themselves that maybe they're asking amiss. And while they go deeper and deeper into Satan's trap, what we ask for needs to glorify God. You know, you say, well, I'm asking for money. Well, why do you want money? Well, I want to pay my bills. Well, why do you want to pay your bills? Well, so that I can be free to glorify God. Well, that's a good motive. So that your bills get paid so you can be more free to glorify God and be giver into the kingdom of God. You know, these are good motives, right? But when you consume it upon your lust, well, I want my debt paid off so I can have a lot of money to go out and buy me a new yacht, a new boat, you know, or just new stuff out here so I can, you know, miss the fellowship group on Sunday or Saturday, whenever you're going. But so I can miss the fellowship group and I can be out there with my new boat on a weekend, or a new RV or whatever it may be. Hey, that's the wrong motive. God's not necessarily going to answer that prayer. Get out of this situation. How do we get out of it? Well, number one, you need to wake up. You know, you need to realize that you're in a trap. That you switch from spirit-led life to self-led life. And a lot of people walk into that self-led life, and it's come on them suddenly. They didn't realize how they had slipped into that. But because they lived that spirit life and walked formerly, they fell into that trap that Satan laid for them. I want to read another scripture out of Hosea here. Hosea, if you can find it, right before, I think it's right before Amos, right? Oh, right before Joel. Hosea 10:12. Tells you in Hosea 10:12, sow yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. But what a time is it? Well, we see some things here. Let's look at them. We see two important things here. It says sow in righteousness. Sow yourselves in righteousness, and then what's going to happen? You're going to reap in mercy. And then and it says also to break up the fallow ground. That means there's some times that your ground has got hard. Maybe you got hard. There's some demons moved in your life and you're hardened. Maybe you've got some bitterness in there. Maybe there's some things happened to you that you have ought against somebody. Maybe you're in rebellion against God. If you break up that fallow ground, you get rid of that hard heart, because see, our hearts don't harden overnight. It's done subtly, little by little, until we just don't believe anymore. Our heart's hard. We got a better heart. I've seen it in old Pentecostal churches. I've seen it in spirit-filled churches. I've seen it in denominational churches. Hard heart produces unbelief. Hard heart equals unbelief. And we quit believing God. Listen, now is the time to believe God, thanks to God. If we're ever going to start believing God, now is the time to start believing God. Listen, we're faced with things like we've never been faced with before in our nation and other nations as well. And if you can't believe God now, in the birth pangs, when you're in the beginning of sorrows, in the time of sorrows, before the time of tribulation, what will you do when we live in that tribulation and you didn't get raptured out with the little rapture that you were expecting to come? Right now you say, why am I still here? All these things are happening. Why did I get out of here? Well, hello, maybe you got some wrong beliefs there about things. Maybe you're not going out secret rapture. Maybe he's coming at the last trumpet. Maybe you're going through the tribulation. I hope we would go out a secret rapture. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that? Well, man, that's definitely an easy believism gospel there. I tell you what, then we'd all get out of here before the Antichrist system shows up, the beast system shows up, and we'd just all be gone and have a big party in heaven while everybody's dying and being wiped out down here on earth, going through those seven last plagues and all that stuff. Yeah, ooh, we'd be just up in heaven having a party, right? I don't think it's going to happen that way, folks. I don't think the Scripture teaches that, folks. And, of course, we'll get into that another time, but today I want to continue with this topic here, because how do we get out of this mess? Well, we see, number one, you got to wake up. Number two, you sow in righteousness and you break up the fallow ground. You get rid of that hard heart. And number three is to seek the Lord. Well, how do I do that? How do I seek the Lord? Well, the Scripture tells you how to seek the Lord. In James chapter 4, go over there and read that, James chapter 4, verse 6. And we'll see how the Scripture tells us to seek the Lord, because I tell you what, everything I get, I want to give you from the Scripture, and that's what I've been doing the last 3.5 years. But see, I started, I think, on that program in November of 2011. I've been 3.5 years on there. And as you go back and listen, you know that I use the Scripture for everything, because if I can back it up in a word, you know, I don't want to give it to you. So James 4:6 here. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So first of all, you see that it's to humble yourself. Okay, let's read on, though. I want to get it all to you here, the whole thought of this. But keep reading. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Do you see that? Humble yourself. Get that self off the throne and the pedestal and return to your first love, your first vision. And when you find yourself off track, which a lot of people, they find themselves off track and they're wondering why they haven't heard from God. Well, I think that the last thing you know you heard from God And the last thing that, you know, God told you to do, go back and do that, and then you get back on track, I believe. And, you know, that may be 3 years ago that you heard God tell you to do something. But listen, if you weren't obedient then to what he told you to do, then maybe you need to go back and do what he told you to do before you can move on to the next step. Because if you haven't completed the step he gave you to do, then how do you think you're going to move on to the next step that he has for you in life? If you haven't graduated from obeying what he did tell you to do, how are you going to go on to your next graduation because you left something undone? And so many people walk that way, think that way, talk that way because they left some things undone, and because it was uncomfortable for them to obey, it was uncomfortable for them to do it. You know, I tell you what, you know, I've had to do that. I had to go back to the last thing I knew God told me to do before I could move on to the next thing he had for me to do. All right, so that's an important thing, right? I think I should probably read a scripture that kind of goes with that here because I think that might help you understand it a little more. Back in Micah chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. It said, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with their God. In other words, you can give all you have for the poor and all these other things, but if you didn't do what God told you to do, the last thing he told you to do, none of that's going to make a whole lot of difference in getting on the track that God has for you to be on. You see what I'm saying? How are you going to be on the track God has you to be on if you won't do the last thing he told you to do? You could just get, you know, in other words, like someone said, you can't gain by sacrifice what you lose through disobedience. You can sacrifice to empty out your bank account. For the Lord, I'm doing this for the Lord and giving this all to God. But wait a minute, you hadn't done what he last told you to do. And you're going to stay off track until you get on with what God told you to do. So repent. Say, Lord, forgive me. I have not done what you told me to do. And I need to do what you told me to do. Lord, I need to go back and do it. Now, enable me to do it and empower me to do it by your grace, by your anointing that you placed within me. Thank God we don't have to do it on our own ability, but we have to make up our mind and be yielded and do, you know, by the Spirit of God what he told us to do. And then what's going to happen? Well, as we go back to James, I mean, and we continue, you know, along this vein of thought and getting to seek the Lord. Number one was wake up. Number two is sow in righteousness and break up the fallow ground. And number three is seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. And that's the one we're talking about now. Seek the Lord. How do we continue to seek the Lord? You draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. It says in verse 8 of James, chapter 4. Draw near. Cleanse your hands. If you got sin and demons, then start getting rid of those demons. Purify your heart. Quit being double-minded. It says purify your heart. You're double-minded. See, double-mindedness will keep you robbed all your lifetime. As long as you walk in that double-mindedness, how are you going to be single-minded? God told you to set your face like a flint and be single-minded. Now, we're not single-minded when we're double-minded. You can't be both, okay? You got to either be single-minded at the time or you're going to be double-minded at the time. You can't be both at the same time, okay? So I want to encourage you to be single-minded, all right? Single-minded. The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, this is going to be a battle. I know because there are demons in the way to keep you from being single-minded. There are demons and devils that are out to keep you from being single-minded. But you got to resist those devils, cast them out if necessary, and move on. And number four, then he will rain righteousness upon you. The reward will come. You get back on track. You get back on track, but you got to draw near to God. And so many people, they don't have that. They don't have that. They haven't been afflicted and mourned. They haven't been to the place where they see their wickedness. They see their departure from God and cried out to the living God, Lord, have mercy on me. Look, I have departed. I've gotten carnal. I have walked off the track. I've got fleshly. I've let these lusts come into my life. I've given place to these things. I've let demons come in and pick up their little house, set up their little household within. Lord, forgive me for that. I repent. And you mourn. And you're afflicted, and you weep, and your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness, and then you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And then what happens? Then he will rain righteousness upon you, and he will lift you up. We have a promise that if we humble ourselves, he will lift you up, and he will promote you, and he will move you on. He's going to do that. Why would he do that for you? Why would he do it for me? Because he loves us, because we've been chosen before the foundation of the world. We called out once. We're holy ones. We're chosen by him. And he would do it because he chose us and he loves us and he wants to exalt us. But he can't exalt a prideful person. Pride goes before fall. He would be, the Bible said God resists the pride. Give it grace to the who? The humble. Okay? We need to get the restoration of our vision back in our lives. Okay? The restoration of our vision. Okay? So stop, wait, hold everything. Let's think. What should we do for this? Now that we had our righteousness rained upon us, and the reward is coming, we're getting lifted up. What do? We find Satan to see this all take place and to see our vision restored. We find Satan. We rebuke him with the word and let the sharp rhema sword proceed out of our mouths. Stick him a good one in the name of Jesus and demand sevenfold repayment from that sneaky snake, that thief that robbed you for so many years. Some people are set back for 10 years because of these things. And Satan robbed you, took your vision, took you the plan of God, and just put it way back there in the back burner somewhere. He's able to do that to you. Let him know it won't be so easy next time, devil. Steal from you. Recognize that. Recognize it, devil. You got to recognize it. It's not going to be easy for you to rob me again. I'm not going back to that. I'm not going back to that situation. I'm not going to let you do that. I'll let you steal me blind again. And that's the thing. You need to recognize the enemy's strategy is to steal, kill, and destroy the God-given vision in your life, the God-given plans, the God-given dreams, the God-given calls that each one of you have been given. And God's given you many things. God's given you many things. He called you to many things. And number three, ask God to renew the joy of your salvation. Put that new fire in you. Let that fire burn. Remember, David got off track. That great King David, he got off track. And, you know, he could have not recovered, but he did. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read about it, Psalm 51:7. When he got off track, 51:7 here, what did he do? He said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities, to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Hallelujah. So, yeah, David got off track, but, you know, he knew how to get back on track. You know, he came to God and cried out to God. And you know what? That was under the old covenant. How much more easily it should be for you to get back on track than King David, because he was under the old covenant. The Bible says we have a better covenant. Right? If we got a better covenant, then, wow, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to be all right if we'll humble ourselves, cry out to God, and deal with the enemy. Okay? So take, number four, take your vision and get back in the race. But this time, run it with patience. We're trying to get ahead of God. You know, so many times people get ahead of God, they go off on a mission field, or they go do something that wasn't the timing of God. Like it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything, a time for war, a time for peace, a time to do this and do that, and you remember that scripture. But see, sometimes it's not time for you to run ahead. What if Israel would have ran ahead when the cloud wasn't moving in that desert, you know, because they had a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, you know? And what if they'd have run out into the desert when that cloud didn't move? Then they would have roasted out there. They'd have been roast Israelites and they'd roasted out in that hot desert, man. That would have been good. And see, that's why some Christians are roasting out in the desert today, because they got ahead of God. They went off with something. God didn't tell them to do it. Or maybe God did tell them to do it, but it wasn't the timing of God yet. You know, there is a time, there's a season for everything. And if you don't flow in those times and seasons, then, you know, you could open yourself up to a demonic attack. And I've seen it happen. So people get demonized because they're running ahead of God. And they're getting into situations and circumstances that they had no business getting into at that time. Because if they'd done it in the timing of God, there would have been the favor there, the blessing there, the supernatural impartation needed to go through that. If you go out on your own, then things aren't going to go so well, right? But when he moves, you move. When the cloud moves, we move. When the pillar of fire by night moves, we move with that. If it don't move, we don't move. And that's going to take patience and faith. Because what if you have to wait a while before you can move? And you want to move right now. And we live in that kind of society today because if we don't see something happen right now, then we want to, you know, we want to go manipulate things to get it moving, to get something happening. You know, so I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, and I believe I'm in the timing of God, what I do. But I've learned that lesson the hard way a number of times in my life, running ahead and doing this, doing that. And I've lost some things, lost some ground over the years. The enemy, because it wasn't the time of the God to do what I was doing. And there's been other times where I thought it was God, and I found out later it wasn't God. Okay, you ever done that? You thought something was God, you go out into it, it wasn't God. But listen, I can tell you these things by experience, you know, and that's the way I like to preach and teach and share with you things, is through my personal experiences, because I've learned a lot of things the hard way. 31 years as a pastor, 30 in deliverance ministry. Let's see, we start pastoring in 83. I think that's right. But we need to, number five, rest in him. If he said, by his stripes you were healed, then you were. That tells it. You have to believe God. But it's true. You got to rest in his word. And if he said he came to set the captive free and you're a captive, then you rest in that statement that he will do it and that he has done it. Okay? So listen. You lift up your head. You know, the devil can't have your zeal. You got to make up your mind. He is not going to get your zeal. You're going to stay zealous in the kingdom of God. You're going to stay zealous and move. Because the yoke of God is easy. If my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Remember that? The yoke of God is not some hard thing. Now, if you go back under law, it'll be a hard thing for you. But in the yoke of God, it's not a hard thing. What they say here in 1 Peter 2:10, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now you've obtained mercy, or now have obtained mercy. We have obtained mercy now. And yet most of you know that you're the people of God if you're born again and if you have Jesus in your heart. Or you say, yeah, I know it. I've heard that before. Yeah, but do you really know that you're the people of God? It's one thing to say you know it, but quite another thing to really know it and have that revelation of it in your heart. You need to have a revelation. You need to have the Spirit of God bear witness in your heart. You know, the Mormons have the burning in the bosom, right? That's the manifestation of demons, the manifestation of Satan. But you as Christians, you have a burning inside of you too. It's the fire of God in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, and that gives witness, gives testimony that Jesus is in your heart. So you need to have that revelation of the heart, that witness of the Holy Spirit in you, that you know you're the people of God, and you know that even though Satan stole from you in the past, you are moving ahead. It's one thing to say, you know that God's word said, cast all your cares on me, and it's quite another thing to know it to the point of doing this thing. Right? Quite another thing to know it to the point of doing it. Yeah, and so we got all these Christians walking around here carrying their cares and carrying their loads, and, you know, it breaks down the body physically. Cares can break down your body because Jesus made an outlet for that. If we don't take the outlet, then we end up carrying them, and the devil works us over with them. So he said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you, or he careth for you. Right? And so if we're not casting the cares, then we're carrying the burden, we're carrying the cares, and we aren't designed for that. So it's one thing to say, you know God's word says it's testimony, and another thing to know it to the point of actually releasing those cares to Jesus, thanks, and let him love you and let him bring you through those things. And by the way, some of you need to do that today. You need to do it right now. You need to cast those things on the Lord because you've been frantic, you've been panicky. Maybe even had a panic attack. You don't need any panic attacks. That's a demon. I tell you what, I fly airplanes, and every airplane has a load limit. And if you exceeded that limit, that load limit, you would either never get off the ground or you would get off and crash, right? So you need to check your load limit, make sure you're within that load limit. I think that's what happened to Pastor Lester Roloff and what was the other guy? Steve Green, they're just taking off, and maybe they were overloaded. They crashed, and he died. Famous singer, Christian singer there, a number of years back, and another famous preacher, Lester Roloff, a number of years back. That's been a long time, granted, but nevertheless, I think that's what happened. I could be wrong on that. And see, some of you have exceeded your load limit, and you're never going to get off the ground, or else you're headed for a crash. And see, these cares are taking you somewhere you don't want to go. See, worry and cares is really, to carry those things, it's unbelief, and it can be sin. And the people of God don't have to carry a heavy load when Jesus said he'd carry your load for you. And I know that this is much more difficult than it sounds at times. I mean, oh, yeah, you're saying cast my cares. You don't know what I'm going through, Pastor Kyle. You don't know what's going on with me. You don't know the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Yeah, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Yeah, you know that song. Yeah, we sung that song. But listen, we should not be carrying those troubles. We need to be giving them to Jesus and trusting in him with all of our heart to take care of those things. And as I have done many times in one day, I have repeatedly had to cast those cares on the Lord, cast those cares, those worries, those things that would try to rise up from the enemy, or these things in life that he would say, look at that, look at this, look at that. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? You need to cast those things on the Lord. You need to cast them on the Lord because otherwise, if you're not designed to carry it, that's not the yoke of the Lord. That's the yoke of Satan. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, remember? And that is not an easy yoke to carry all your cares around. Well, you don't know my wife. You don't know my husband. You don't know my job situation. No, maybe I don't know. But I know sinners. I know the sin that's in the world. I know the corruption that's in the world. I know the trouble out there. And I've been attacked plenty of times myself and been tempted to carry cares. But I cast them on the Lord. You've got to keep doing it. You've got to practice that until you develop it in your life as a part of your life. To keep casting those cares, casting those cares, casting those cares. Oh, man. Yeah, we have some difficulty today with this whole program thing. I'm not exactly sure on some things how to do all that, but hey, I got it done. I'm moving ahead. Praise God. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thanks to people's help as well. Praise God. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. How many have rest for your souls today? Are your souls in torment? The souls are in torment today because demons are in the soul. The soul is the mind, will, and emotion. There's a bunch of demons attached there, so you don't have any rest there, but demons keep you in a state of turmoil and carrying those cares, and you find those things. Do spiritual warfare and cast that care on Jesus. We're yoked to God, though. We got to recognize that we are yoked to the Master, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen? We are yoked to the King. We got to recognize that yoke that we are in. Do you recognize the yoke and who you're yoked to? I hope so. I hope so that you reckon your yoke to Jesus. You have a yoke of oxen out there being led by somebody. Say one of those oxen wants to go his own way. He can't do it. Why? Because that yoke is bigger than his strength. See, if you're yoked to Jesus, his yoke is bigger than your strength. See, if you're connected to him in the right way, you know, and not in a legalistic, you know, bondage sort of way, everybody's going to hell, you know, but you. And you might be going there too because you're just walking such a tightrope with God. God doesn't want us to walk that way. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He didn't call you to be every day thinking that you've lost your salvation, that you're probably going to hell every day. No, he wants you to be confident that when you could walk in boldness and strong confidence that you're attached to the Master. You're yoked to him. Anyway, this oxen, he tried to go his own way, but he can't because he's yoked, and that yoke is bigger than his strength. That ox would fret and fret and fret and work himself to death trying to go his own way, and it might even kill him. And you know, some Christians have died trying to go their own way, haven't they?
And some Christians refuse to walk in the easy yoke that God has given them, like those people over in the Philippines that every year, you know, Easter time, they go and crucify themselves and put nails in their hands, you know? What is that? That's the way the master is. I mean, that's putting Christ in open shame and re-crucifying the Son of God. He's been crucified once. We don't need to do it again. Listen, we don't ever need to do it again. And so why are they doing that? Because they've got some kind of spirit of religion on them, some kind of demonic spirit that make them do stuff like that, that crazy stuff. All right? That's demonic stuff. And it could kill some of them. Well, anyway, while some Christians, they just refuse to walk in that easy yoke. They worry, they fret, they rebel, they get anxious, they don't pray for me that I'll make it to the end, Pastor. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Just pray for me that I'll make it through this. You know, I will pray for you, but not that necessarily that way. You know, that moaning, groaning, self-pity stuff, you know, that is not going to bring you through this thing. That's just going to open the door for more demons. They don't know that the yoke of God is easy. They don't know how to live with God. I want to share some keys to understanding the yoke of God as we get toward the end of this message. 10 more minutes here, we're going to move on out of this, but I want to share some keys to understanding the yoke of God. Number one, we rest in Him by working with whom that we're yoked to. Who are you yoked to? Jesus. And then when we work with Him, then the strain and the pain is going to stop then. Well, that's what Jesus said. I only do what I see my Father do. He doesn't say I'm going to do my own thing. He said I do what I see my Father do. And so when you go with whom you're yoked to, then everything's going to flow and you'll move ahead. But if you fight the one you're yoked to all the time, then you won't move ahead very easily. You're going to have strain and pain and cares and trouble. Number two, the yoke is, you got to recognize the yoke is bigger than you are. And once we find it is His yoke, then we'll have to carry it, and we're relieved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're relieved. I'm relieved. Jesus is bigger than me. I'm casting my cares on Him. I'm relieving myself to Him. I'm loosening this stuff onto Him so He can carry this for me. So I'll have to struggle and strain and fight and trouble to get through this whole mess. And see, when God moves, everything that is attached to God, it will move with God. So if you will stay attached to the Master, you're going to move with God when God moves, and that's what we want. When the cloud moves, we move. We'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in His due season. He will be the one who exalts you. We don't exalt ourselves. When God stops, number four, we better stop too. We get into trouble when we move on our own. But I want to do something now. God, you know, I want to go out and do this right now. I want to have this right now. I want to buy this right now. Well, wait a minute. Wait on God. What's He saying? Listen, I spent time in prayer. I struggled with this because I didn't want to do this. Okay, I wanted to just continue as it was. But you know, God said He wanted me to do this. So that's why I'm here doing this tonight. Because I struggled with it. I prayed. Spent a lot of time praying about this. I didn't just launch this with no prayer. Believe me, I just didn't do that. I spent plenty of time in prayer because I want to see if this is God. And God was clearly saying to me that, yeah, this is what I want you to do. And all right, okay, right for now, this is what He's telling me to do. So I don't know how long it'll last. I don't know. But I do know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do right now. Because I move when He moves, and I stop when He stops. And you'll save yourself a whole lot of strain and pain if you'll do that thing. But I want that new car right now. Well, what did God say about it? Did you pray about it? Listen, I spent hours praying before I decided that I was going to do this show. I spent hours before I determined that it was God's timing for it. Oh, but I got to have that house right now. Oh, really, right now? Is this timing of God? It might be, but it might not be. Well, I got to have this ministry right now, Pastor. You don't understand. I got to do this. I got to do it right now. Well, why right now? You know, I realize that time is of the essence if we're living in the last day. But you know what? God is not in a hurry. He's got it all under control. I mean, He's got it all under His authority, and He will bring it to pass His way, His time, His season. Well, you say, I'm getting old, though. I'm getting older. Well, we're all getting older, saints. As long as you suck it air, you're getting older, right? Even if you're 14 tonight. Right? I mean, you might be 14 right now. That's okay, but, you know, you're still going to be 15, right? You might be 25 right now, but you're going to be 26 soon, right? We're all getting older. But you know what? God is not so worried about your age as he's concerned about your timing and the plan that he has for your life. The plan that he has for you right now, that's what he's concerned about. And if it has to be step by step, little by little, until you walk right into it, that's a good thing. Just let him do it and yield to it. Submit to it. Amen? Submit to it. You know, who was it that... Derek Francis, he ministered till he died. You know, he's 70-something, I think he was when he died. I forget his age exactly. But, you know, so if you're older, don't worry about your age. Keep ministering it and keep walking into God's time. He may open something up just next month or next year, or who knows what he's going to do. Well, I need a husband or a wife right away. You know, I might be an old maid or an old bachelor. Oh, man, I've heard this one. Yeah, 31 years of pastor, I've heard this one before. I need to marry this one. I need to, you know, this is the love of my life, and I found out it wasn't the love of their life. And I, rather than have them go be married by some pagans, I've married some people that I didn't think should have got married, and I told them. But they went ahead and got married, and they ended up, having a bunch of trouble. You know, when God gives you the right one, you can have a peace that passes understanding in your heart. You're going to have a peace that passes understanding in your heart. And God's going to say, yeah. You're going to have a witness inside. Remember I told you about the Holy Spirit witnessing? Amen. By the Spirit of God, right? He'll give you a witness. And so, yeah, you need a husband, you need a wife, and you say right away, but listen, you might have to wait a little bit longer. You might have to wait a little bit longer. You know, doesn't mean God isn't going to give you one, but maybe there's a time of the season to get that right one. Yeah, and stay off those porn sites, right? In the meantime, resist that spirit that tells you, go masturbate, go look at the porn. No, resist that demon. That's the demon. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you, right? Saints, I'm talking to somebody here, okay? Listen, you're gonna have a perverted view of women if you do that all the time. Okay, you're going to see women as sex objects, and they're more than that. They're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. They're joint heirs with us. They're a person that has thoughts, feelings, and they're not just some sex object. You know, they're selling these sex robots and sex rubber things that I'm not going to get into it, but Lord have mercy. You know, if people are putting their feelings and thoughts into something like that, that's not right. It's going to pervert their mind, not to mention open up demons. Anyway, let me continue with my thought. I'm getting on the rabbit trail here. I got to continue with my thought. Or perhaps we do flow with God as long as it's our way. But don't ask me to do something I don't want to do, Lord. Don't ask me to do something I don't want to do. I couldn't handle that. Oh, well, you know, sometimes God has things for us that we might not want to do, that our flesh might not want to do. But if we will yield to it and obey it, then God will promote you. I've learned that if God wants to move a certain way, I can't stop him. And if I try, he'll take his blessing elsewhere where people will flow with his moving. And I don't want to be passed by. How about you? I don't want to be passed by. I want God to use me when it's my time to be used. What about you? Amen. You know, a lot of the way you act about God is simply based on how much or what your revelation of God is. Do you know that many believers only know God as far as knowing religion or as far as knowing salvation? That is so sad, isn't it? Got to ask yourself, how well do you know God today? What is your revelation of God? Listen, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need that. You need to ask God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. I prayed with somebody on the phone today, and before we were done, they were speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. They had the prayer language, and they received, you know, from God. And I believe they'll just continue to receive it as long as they continue with that. You know, Paul knew God. Do you know God? Can you say what Paul said in confidence? I want to start to close with this here. And I realize I'm going a little past where I want to go time-wise, but if we've got enough time here. 2 Timothy 1:12 says here, "For the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Against that end, that very end. He's able to keep it. Well, he's able to keep us until that day. Weaknesses in your Christian walk come not from not knowing God intimately. Let me explain. Paul knew God. He was never ashamed because he knew God intimately. Okay? But how many times have we seen Christian ashamed of God? You have a best friend or a new husband or a new wife. You want everybody to meet them, right? You're proud to know them as your friend or to have them as your spouse. And you just want to, you just can't wait for everybody to meet your new spouse or your new best friend. Well, you know Jesus. Are you excited about him? Would you take him everywhere with you to introduce him to everybody? I mean, why not? Because you know him and you're friends. Are you taking him everywhere and showing him off? That's what I mean. How do you know God? Is he only a judge, a mean, foreboding God, faraway God? Like your earthly father, unapproachable, mean, like some people's father? Not everybody's father was that way, granted. He has no time for little old you. He's all busy in heaven somewhere doing something with so important people over there. Could that be the case? Doesn't he like you? Oh, he likes you, Pastor Kyle, but he don't like me. Oh, come on now. Listen, if he likes me, God's not partial. He likes you, if he likes me, he likes you. All right? He's a loving father. All right, with fear, oh, he's going to get me. God just can't wait to get me for what I did. Well, these are demons that tell you this garbage, okay? These are demons of legalism, religion, and various other things. I mean, we can go on and name a lot of names here of what these demons are that do this. And because of us being insecure when we grew up, then now we're insecure with God. But it's time that God's people get to know their God in reality, not some devil-inspired knowledge of God, but a Holy Spirit revelation of God and his character. Don't be uncomfortable with God. We should honor God, but we don't need to be uncomfortable. He told you to come boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace in time of need, to receive revelation and knowledge of God. His yoke will be easy when you know him. You say, can a person really know God like another person? Yes, and better. Many people feel uncomfortable around dignitaries when they first meet them. But once they get to know all about them and see them things personally, then they start relaxing and they have fun with them. But God wants us to relax, to rest, and have fun with him, not to be all pent up around him, not to be all troubled about him and fearful about him. Might just whack us out real good. He's not going to whack you out. He loves you. He wants to be with you. He wants to spend fellowship time with you. He wants to commune. He wants you to talk to him. Hosea 6:3. I'm really speeding up here trying to get this done here. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter, the former rain unto the earth. But it says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. We're going to know. We follow on to know him. Many stop short of knowing him and live entire lives bound because of a false knowing of God, never growing in grace. And the knowledge of God is found in his word by revelation knowledge, and God wants to give you revelation knowledge about him right now. He wants to fill you with the knowledge of him. He wants to quicken his word inside of you and make it alive in you and make you alive in him. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, the very life flowing life of God is going to flow out of your belly. It's going to affect other people. As you yield yourself to him, as you humble yourself before him and you yield yourself to him, he will flow out of you and you will see mighty things in your life that God will do. 1 John 4:8, it says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. You want to know the nature of God? It's love. One thing to read it, but to have the Holy Spirit show you that you are loved. One of the two times God has spoken audibly, Lord, I had to look around the room and find out there was another person in the room talking out loud to me. One of the two times that he did that in my life, two times I've heard him speak to me, audible voices, not just in my spirit, not just in my heart, you know, but audibly in the room, that it was a noise in the room. One of those two times he spoke to me clearly, John, I love you. Man, I knew it then. I knew it then. You know, he really loved me. And I knew that whatever I had done in the past, he had forgiven it. And no matter how bad I was loved, period, that he loved me. He gave me that revelation. Okay? And he wants to give you that same revelation of his love. If you don't have it yet, you need it. You say, oh, I want to know him like that. Well, you can. How do we know him like that? Well, meditate on the word. You know him by his word, right? Number two, he said he magnified his word above his name, right? Ask him to give you revelation knowledge of him and who he is. And then number three, follow on to know the Lord. Don't ever stop following after him and saying that my revelation is now complete. Now, that's what happened to that great preacher, was it William Branham? He said, oh, I got revelation now that I am Elijah. I'm Elijah, come now. Okay, right, yeah, right, okay, if you say so. And he was also into the oneness doctrine as well. But he had many great miracles until he got lifted up in pride, you know, and started saying he was Elijah. But anyway, follow on to know the Lord, just like a marriage. When you first marriage, you only think you know him. After a couple of years, you say, oh, I know her, or I know him now, you know. But after 5 years, oh, yeah, I really know him. And after 24, I really know him. You know? And see, you know, we as born-again children, the inherent ability within us to know God intimately. Let me explain. He said he's given us all things freely, right? The knowledge of who he is, he's given it to us freely. He's given that to us freely, so we need to receive that because he's given us all things freely to receive. And so true freedom and liberty is found in knowing God. When you really know him, the promise in Philippians 4:13, 4:19 becomes real, so real, because you're in relationship with a real loving God, and you know that if he said something, it's true, and it's for you. I want to get some blockages out today that keep you from loving God and experiencing his love, and we do that in a minute here. But not just for Pastor Kyle or for Paul or for Abraham, but for you. He's accepted you, and you are friends. And when worry comes, say, I cast my cares on him, for he cares for me, 1 Peter 5:7. And you know that he takes care of them because you know God. And that's just the way God is. He likes to carry your cares for you because he is love. And love carries your load because it is love, and it loves you, and he loves you, and God's love and love would have it no other way. Now, give your care to him today, okay? I don't know what you're carrying today, but give it to him right now. Don't carry it any longer, right? But give it to him right now as we just close this little message out today. It was a long message, I guess. But close it out in prayer now and give our cares to him and prepare ourselves to receive some deliverance in a little bit. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for this word today. Thank you, Lord, for liberating us from this false, demonic-looking God, that the way that Satan has painted God to be, that he's harsh, that he's cruel, and that he's wanting to take us out all the time and just ready to punish us and make us miserable. But, Lord, we know that you're not that way, and we know that you love us, and we know that you are not damning everybody to hell, only those who reject you, those who refuse the only way out of this bondage, this dark world system that lies in wickedness. They refuse you. There is no other salvation. There is no other hope. But Lord, we pray that that'll be none of us. And we're going to walk with you and talk with you all the days of our lives, and we're going to just step from glory to glory on that day when we pass over to the other side if you don't come first, which we're believing that you will. We're looking for Jesus coming, sure. But Lord, if not, if we go be with you through the passing of the physical body, we know we're just stepping over into another realm. We're just stepping from glory to glory. We thank you for that, Lord. And right now, just tell him, give him your cares right now. If you've got a family situation, give it to Jesus right now. You've got a financial situation, I cast that on you, Lord. I give it to you, Jesus, right now. I throw it on you. I can't carry this anymore. I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. I'm giving it to you right now. Right now, Jesus. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. And I want to walk with you all the days of my life. So I yield myself to you. Fill me up with your power. Fill me up with your anointing. Fill me up with your grace and deliver me from every wicked work. Just cry out to God. Cry out to the living God. And he will show up. He's mighty. He loves you so much. He's got so many plans yet for your life. He's not done with you. You think, oh, I've messed up so much. I'm on the back burner. No. Oh, Jesus is going to use you. Jesus is going to continue to use you. He's going to bless you. Just continue to seek his face. He might be in the midst of it, using you right now, but he's still got more. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and thank you for this word today. Thank you for speaking it to people's hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thanks to God. That was a word I had for you today. I hope it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you today. We're going to get into take some calls and then get into some delivered too. If someone wanted to call in, you're sure welcome to do so. If not, we'll just go into deliverance. But I want to give that number out for you if you know, so you know how to call in. It's 657-383-0134. That's 657-383-0134 as we are launching out into the new program Deliverance today, which is going to cover a lot of things, but I just felt that was an appropriate title. So that's what we named it, Deliverance Today, 657-383-0134. And so this is Pastor John Kyle. The website is theoasisplace.org, theoasisplace.org. And you, of course, can email me at theoasis1@localnet.com. Theoasis1, the number one, at localnet.com. If you'd like to write to us, address to write to us to see Pastor John Kyle at the Oasis Church, P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105, at Billings, Montana, 59105. Okay, yes, praise God. I see Janet Meyer here tonight. Wow, praise God. Bless you, Janet Meyer. And could this be the end? Wow, we got a number of people here. Jackson Corner. Bob and Judith Jones. Wow, praise the Lord. Look at all these wonderful people here tonight. I'm blessed. Walk in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, folks, for being with us this first broadcast. I really haven't gotten the word out that much yet, and not really sure of all the ways to do that yet. Steve said he would put it up on his website. I don't know exactly how to promote the program, but I'm learning, and I will learn some things. Okay. Looks like we have someone calling in, but I'm going to just take a quick break, and then we will take the calls here.
I'll not be afraid, I will have faith, Jesus is with me. I'm never alone, 24 hours a day. What comes, I will not run, I will take courage and conquer every worry in my life. Did I fail? My enemy lies, telling me I'm not gonna make it. He wants me to think that I'm weak and I'm gonna fall. God is my shield and I know he'll never forsake me, for faithful is the Lord of my salvation who calls. Nothing can separate me from the love I find in Christ. I am secure in Jesus, standing firmly in His strength and in His might. Thanks be to God who always leads me into His triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror. I'm wearing a smile, I am God's child, born of the Spirit, hidden in Christ, living in heaven above. No demon of hell, Satan himself, cannot get near me. I'm resting in the grace of God that keeps me in His love. Nothing can separate me from the love I find in Christ. I am secure in Jesus, standing firmly in His strength and in His might. God who always leads me into His triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror. Always leads me into His triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror. Yes, I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror.
Nice to hear you. What station you're doing? Well, Pastor Kyle, I didn't know that I was in the queue to talk tonight, so I'm kind of humble. I'm a little meek. I didn't mean to. I just have to call the number to listen to your show because I don't have high speed data. But I definitely need some deliverance from pride and some help from the Lord to figure out, you know, I'm thinking what you said about maybe I didn't do the last thing He told me to do. I'm thinking that might just be right on the money. So I guess I need to ask Him to help me figure out what that was, because He's definitely I can sense that He's waiting on me to do something, but I'm not sure what.
I think He will show you. I'm sure that He will show you. If He wants you to do something, then I know He'll make it obvious to you.
I believe so.
He's not going to leave you hanging out there. Oh, what was the last thing? He'll let you know. Just ask Him and wait on Him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, how is your husband doing?
Well, I don't think he's doing very well. He decided to go and live at his dad's house.
Mm.
And I'm not sure what's going on. But
okay.
He's got to go back to the doctor on the 27th, and I can't tell if he's getting better or what, because he's just, like, the problems seem to be just going around different parts of his body to me. I can't tell, and he has a hard time explaining what he's feeling. So it's just a real strange situation for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the devil is just having fun. He really is.
Well, I'll say to him, too. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for
we'll go ahead and pray for you first, huh?
Mm-hmm. You can pray for us. Let's just pray.
Well, let me pray for that pride here. You ready to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, yes, sir. I need to get my head covering, though. But yes, sir. Oh.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Well, that was a powerful word from the Lord tonight, I will say that.
Well, praise the Lord. Give him the glory. He's good to
yeah,
him.
He's awesome. He's awesome, you
he
know.
Is.
I mean, he just answers prayers all the time. He answers prayers all the time. You know how he says, wait on the Lord? I was crying to the Lord one day. This is a miracle. I was crying to the Lord kind of in my mind because my young son was nearby and I didn't want to freak him out. And he was digging in the dirt one morning and I was like, why is he digging in the dirt? I was just like, what is he doing? But I didn't say anything. And I was crying to the Lord like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Like, I do not know. And all of a sudden, my son comes up to me and he hands me this little pair of golden wings. It was off of a Christmas ornament, and it was like 2 feet in the ground, and he found it. And it hit my mind, you know, that verse that says they will mount up with wings as eagles, you know. And I thought, oh, we're going to fly, okay. So, but I looked that verse up, and it said, wait on the Lord. So that is, I mean, he's a miracle. The Lord's a miracle. I'm stuck out here in the middle of nowhere, and he still talks. He's awesome. He's everywhere. Okay, I got my head covered. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Just say, I renounce that spirit of pride in Jesus' name.
I renounce the spirit of pride in Jesus' name.
And I command it to leave me now.
I command it to leave me now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, forgive me for giving place to pride.
Father, forgive me for giving place to pride.
We cover your family and everyone in your family with the blood of Jesus right now. We pray for Sister Lisa, and we command that spirit of pride to manifest and start coming out right now. I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your power. Over Lisa, come out of there right now. Move, move. In the name of Jesus, all pride, come out. Come up out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come all the way out right now. Go, in the name of Jesus. Lucifer, angel of the Lord, go in there and sword that demon of pride. Come out of her, all the way up and out. Come out, come out. Come on up out of there right now. You got to go. You are defeated by the blood. You have to go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. Any confusion in there, you come out. Any confusion, not knowing what to do, what direction to go, you come out. I find that confusion right now. Come out. 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 Confusion. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go. 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 All the way out. All the way out. By the blood of Jesus. Any spirits that's blocking her from hearing from God, you come out. Any blockages, come out. Come out right now. Go in the name of Jesus right now. All blockages, come out. Come on, all those blockages that block her from hearing the direction God wants her to go, what to do next, come out. Come out of there. All the way, up and out. I bind you. Be defeated by the blood demon and come out. Every one of you, go. Go, loose her. Let her go. All the way out. Keep coming out. All those blockages to hearing what God has for her, blockages to her next step in life, you come out right now. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen, let her go. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there by the blood of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Hindering spirit. Go. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Any condemnation in there, you go. Any spirits that try to beat her down, you come out of there right now. Break the power of those condemnation spirits. Come out. 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 Those spirits that tell her God's disappointed with her, you come out of there right now. Go. You come out of there. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Those spirits that tell her you've committed a horrible sin, you come out. All the way out. Up out of there. All the way out. Jesus' name. I think that's a dog barking. That is definitely not a demon coming out. Come out of there.
Yeah.
All the way out. Come out. Jesus' name. Go. All the way out. Keep coming out. Gotta loose her. Let her go. Every bit of those heavy spirits that are weighing her down, you come out. Those heavy spirits, come out. Heavy spirits that are weighing her down. Father, just weigh down on her. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You have to go. All those heavy spirits. By the weigh her down. With the cares of life, those spirits that's a heavy care, heavy weight, heavy burden, you come out. Come on. Heavy weight, heavy burden. Come out, Jesus' name, go, go, that guilt, you come out too, all that guilt, you have to come out of there, loose her, let her go, all those guilt to it, but they're beating her down with guilt, you come out, it's not her fault, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way up and out of there, go, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, right now, by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. How you doing there?
That's real pretty good. They're coming out. They're coming out.
Okay. You gotta go, every one of them. Gotta go. All that guilt, all that heavy load.
I have it. Something makes me get so, like, my mind gets stuck on things, and it makes me neglect the things I'm supposed to actually do.
Okay. The spirit of what, procrastination or just neglect?
Yeah, it could be that. Maybe, I hate to say it, but maybe laziness. I don't know. Laziness. Maybe being defiled or wanting to defile myself, maybe, or wanting to, like, feeling defiled, and maybe it's manifesting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we will call some out. It could be all of those spirits. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of and delivered. Every one of us has spirits. There's nothing to be ashamed of. So,
well, I'm ashamed because it's probably got to do with cigarettes, and I fasted and prayed the other day and cast out a bunch of demons that I thought had to do with cigarettes, and they went, oh, praise God, they went. And then as soon as I got done, I felt so much better, and then I felt I didn't know what to do except smoke a cigarette. It was so stupid. I'm afraid that God's going to make my conscience get seared.
No. Just say, Lord, forgive me. I smoke a cigarette. It's not going to condemn you for it. You know, he knows that you struggle with that, and, you know, he's delivering you from it.
Yeah.
You know, you hate it, right? Yeah. You don't want to do it.
Well, I hate that I do it, but I want to do it. That which I would not do, that I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand that. Yeah. There's a black one.
One time you preached a message that said that people sometimes don't know how to live without their bondage, you know, and I think that's one of them. I just don't know what life would be like without a cigarette, but I just, anyway, I got to get rid of it, and Jesus got to get rid of it. I'm pretty sure it's connected. I think this is the last mountain to climb or whatever.
Well, we'll cast this addictions of bondage here. You're addicted to your bondage. We break that addiction spirit that keeps her addicted to bondage and wants to keep her in bondage because just the way she is thinking, the way the demons have set up her thinking process in some cases, you come out of there. Addiction to bondage. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Addiction to her bondage. Come out of there right now. Go. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you. We command that addiction spirit, addiction to being in bondage, addiction to keep on falling into that trap and staying in that trap of what that spirit is set up for, you come out. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out by the blood of Jesus right now. I cast you out in Jesus' name. I cast you out in Jesus' name right now. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there right now in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out right now. Go. In the name of Jesus, loose her, let her go. All that tobacco, that lust for tobacco, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Any spirit of laziness in there, you come out. Of procrastination and putting off the things that you that she knows that God called her to do, you come out of it. Come out. Come out right now. Out. Out of there. All the way out by the blood of Jesus. You come out now. Go, 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 go. Up out of her. Loose her. Let her go. Loose Lisa. Let her go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. She doesn't want you. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. All that shame in there, you come out too. All that shame. Try to keep her in shame. Keep her ashamed of herself. Come out right now. Go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In Jesus' name, all that shame spirit. Come out, 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 Jesus' name. All the way out, all shame, you lose our sister, let her go, and anybody else that has that shame, you come out of them too. All the way out, go. All that shame, go in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus. All the way out, all procrastination, you come out too. Procrastination keeps coming out all the way by the blood of Jesus right now. I rebuke you. Come out of her. She doesn't want you in there. She hates what she does. Just like Paul says, I do what I don't want to do, and I hate what I do. All right, keep coming out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Out of there. Up out of there. Up and out of there. Move. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Yes, you are defeated by the blood, demon. Come out of there. All the way. All the way. Be weakened by the blood and come out right now. Jesus' name. This sister, Sister Lisa is blessed. You're cursed, so you got to go. We break those curses in Jesus' name. Come out. 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 Keep coming out. Keep coming out by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. All the way out. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Jesus' name. Every bit of that spirit that tells us she's probably committed to unpardonable sin, she's got a spirit conscious, a reprobate mind, that demon that beats her with that, you come out. Come out of there right now. You're a lying devil, demon. This is the dear sister in Jesus. She loves Jesus. You're a lying devil. Come out. You just beat her up over and over just to make her miserable. This is the precious woman of God. You come out of her all the way out. All the way out. All that spirit that tells her, oh, you've gone too far now. It's too late for you. You're a lying demon. You're a lying demon. You lie to her, don't you? You told her lies for years now. You made her Christianity at times a fearful one instead of a joyful one. Now you come out of it. You stop tormenting her. Come on. Let's go. All that spirit that tells her that she has a reprobate mind, and she's probably committed the unpardonable sin. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. You stop that. Come out of it. You stop tormenting her. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus out. Come on. All the way. 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 In Jesus' name. All the way. All the way. Keep moving. Up and out of there. Every bit of it. Keep moving. Up and out. Move. Move. Angel sword that demon all the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. every bit of it. Jesus' name, the spirit that torments her with these condemnatory thoughts. Come out. Come out. She is accepted and the beloved. She's wearing a robe of righteousness that Jesus gave her. Not because of what she's done, but because of what he did. Now, he bore her penalty on the cross, and you're just a liar. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Oh, you're just a failure. That's what they tell you. Oh, you're just a failure. God's probably just throwing you away because you're just a failure. That's a lie. Demon, you lie to her. Come out of there. You stop lying to Lisa. She loved Jesus. You go right now. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All those condemnatory spirits. Go. 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 All those religious spirits. They're the religious spirits that mean they torment people. You come out of there. All that religious spirit that beats her up and tells her she's a sinner, a filthy sinner, instead of a saint of God. Come out. Out, 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 out of there. Out of there. Come out. 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 Come on. Move. 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 Unpardonable sin spirit. You come out. Liar. Come out. Reprobate mind. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All of you. Go. Move. Yes, move. Separate yourself from her and move in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out right now. Move, 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 move. Keep moving. Loose her. Let her go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All that unpardonable sin demon. Come out. Tell her that she's guilty and there's no hope. Come out. That hopeless demon. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Hallelujah. We keep going.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel sleepy. I
feel
so good.
Feel released from them?
Yeah, I do. My sad tears are happy tears now.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor God.
Let me pray for you before you go here. Father, I pray for dear Sister Lisa, Father. I just pray you give her encouragement, Father, in the areas that she needs encouragement, Lord. And, Father, I also pray for her husband, Lord, that you just minister to him and soften his heart and do a work of grace in him, Lord, and heal his body, too, Father. And by your stripes, Lord, he is healed, Father. So we just ask you to manifest healing for him in Jesus' name. For your glory, I thank you for it. Thank you for working in Sister Lisa and just giving her a rest, Father, that she can enter into that rest and just rest in you and that you just hold her in your arms of love, Father, and encourage her today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in, Sister. Good to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you too, Pastor Kyle. And I'll be listening. I have to call in to listen, okay?
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah, you're area code 765, right?
Do what?
What area code are you again?
It's 334.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to go and talk to 765 now.
Yeah, just know that I'm just listening. But this blessing of the Lord, I didn't expect it. It's so awesome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome, sister. Praise the Lord.
All right.
We're going to go to area code 765 here.
Hello?
Area code 7. Yes, hello.
Oh, Pastor Kyle. Hey, it's Brother Joshua.
Joshua
from Indiana.
Okay. Yeah, how you doing?
I've been great. I'm okay. I've been growing so fast in the Lord these past few months. The Lord has showed me a lot of things. It's been so great. But I'm calling in because I've been here lately. I've been tormented with fear.
Oh my!
I've been tormented with fear. And I know scripture keeps coming to mind. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I know that. And I feel the Holy Spirit now at the same time. And I feel kind of nervous, too, at the same time, too. And I know that's not me, but I know too, real quickly. Sorry, Pastor. I've been tormented with anger and a lot of stress here lately too, and a lot of depression and loneliness. And I don't know. I've been so tired here, Pastor Kyle. I feel so physically exhausted to the point where I can barely move. And I've been crying out to the Lord, been crying out to Father every night to find out what is going on. Why is this happening to me? What is going on? What is attacking me? And I'm waiting patiently. I know God's hand is on this. And
yes,
it's
yes.
Just, oh, yes. I know during all this, though, my faith in the Lord has increased so much. It has increased. I have prayed for it, in fact, to increase my faith, and it has increased. I mean, I trust in God. I trust in Jesus. I trust in the Holy Spirit. And I know He's always with me. I know He's guiding me. I know I feel His presence. I feel the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, the holy fire. I feel Him. And I need deliverance because I feel that I keep getting attacked with this, with fear, anger,
mm-hmm.
frustration.
What is this fear about? What is this? What are you afraid of? What's the fear doing to you?
It's making me afraid of dying. Like,
oh,
the fear
yeah.
of, yes, like the fear of dying of my, it's something that was my heart. As last year, when I landed in the ER real quickly, that's the start of my walk with the Lord. When I was in the ER, my heart was racing incredibly fast, and it did something to me. And I don't know. And I don't know if that's still in there somewhere. And if it is, please, Lord Jesus, take it away from me. I don't want that. I'm tired. I don't want to go. I rebuke the spirit of fear, but it keeps coming back and hitting me, and I don't know what else. And I realize also a pattern how this is happening. I get hit. I get attacked with lust. And, of course, I have victory in that with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has delivered me from that. Every time it hits me, I just run to the Lord. When temptation hits me, I'm running to the Lord. I'm pleading to God. I want God more than that temptation. That's one thing God has been showing me and helping me with. So praise God for that. But then I get hit with fear, then loneliness, then depression, and then it's back to, it's just, what in the world? I need help. I'm crying out for help. Please help.
We're going to pray for you, Brother Joshua. Jesus is there for you. He is there. And I know that He has you in His hands, but there's some demons that are getting in the way, messing with you a little bit. We're going to get those out tonight. So we're going to call those out. So let me just start calling them out right now. That fear of death, we come against you right now, and I find you, and I break your power over him. I command you to come out of there right now. Go. All that fear of dying, fear of death, come out. 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 All the way out. Brother Joshua, let it go. All the way out. Go. Keep coming out. All that fear of death, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. All the way out. All that fear of death, go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out now. You have to go all the way out, all the way out. All that fear of death, keep moving by the blood and the name of Jesus. You have to go all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Luke, keep coming out of there. That fear of death, you are defeated. Angel, sword that demon. Sword that demon right now. You are defeated, devil. Come all the way out. You stop tormenting him. Stop tormenting my brother. He is going to walk free of you and walk in holy boldness right now. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of it. All that fear. All that fear. All that that paralyzing spirit trying to paralyze them. You come out. Come out of there. That paralytical spirit. Come out. 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 Yes, you will. You go. You are defeated, Daniel. You are defeated. Yes, you are. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you right now. All that paralytical spirit trying to paralyze our brother. You stop that right now. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. That spirit of racing heart that's trying to dig in there. We bind you. You come out of there right now. That racing heart spirit. Trying to make his heart race at times. Get him stressed up. You come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. All that racing heart demon. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out.
Come out.
What'd you say?
My left hand is vibrating. My hands are vibrating.
Come out of his hands. Move on up out of there right now. Come on. Demon. Move on up out of there. Move out of his hand. Move out of his body. That racing heart, demon. You come all the way out. You weaken by the blood. It's come out now. All the way. All the way. Up and out. Up and out. Angel of the Lord, go in and pull those demons out right now. Pull them up out of him all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. He's coming out. He will come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. Grace and heart.
My chest, something's wrong.
I break the curses over his heart. Over his mind, too. Come out. High anxiety, come out too. High anxiety, come out. All that high anxiety, come out of there right now. High anxiety, out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All that high anxiety spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. What are you waiting for, King? Do you have a legal right to be in there? I'll find you. You let go of my brother Joshua. You let go of him all the way out. All that high anxiety.
I feel like I hear screaming in my head. I feel like I hear screaming in my head.
You be muzzled, demon. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you be muzzled and come out of his head. That spirit that's manifesting, you come all the way out. Right now, go. Go, 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 go. Go, out, 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 out of there. The blood of Jesus over his head, in Jesus' name. Just reach through these lines and lay hands on his head. Apply the blood of Jesus right now over his head. You come out of there. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Listen to me. You coming out?
I saw my chest. Something's in my chest.
The blood of Jesus. All the way out. Stop that. Stop the stress in it. Come all the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Go, 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 go. 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 Keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Blood of Jesus.
I hear anger.
I find anger now. Anger's up next. You got to go. All that anger spirit, that rage in there. I find that anger, that rage. Try to torment a brother here. Try to make him angry around the place and angry at people, angry at God, angry at himself. All that anger, manifest and go. Manifest and go now. Angel, sword that anger right now. Go. Come out of that anger. Come out, 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 come out. You're weak. Blood and come out. Jesus' name. Go. Go, anger. Go. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus right now. All that anger. All that anger. Come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out, anger. Rage. Temper. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go.
My
go.
Ears are vibrating. My entire body's.
Yes. Well, you're getting deliverance, brother. They're coming out. They're coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. He's manifesting going right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose my brother. Let him go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus.
Right now.
Blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, I'm going to go through five mass deliverance for everybody now, but thank you for calling in, and you can get some more while we do the mass deliverance, brother, okay? Right now, I'm going to pray for you, though. Father, just seal this deliverance to my brother Joshua, Lord, and cause him to walk out of all this that the enemy is for him and walk into the destiny and the plan that Jesus has for my brother. In Jesus' name. All right, brother, I will talk to you later. That was Brother Joshua. We appreciate him calling in. We're going to do 5 minutes of mass deliverance, but we're running out of time here, but I want to be sure that everybody else who wanted to get something out has that opportunity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come for our brothers and sisters now, and we're going to start speaking to these spirits. We're just going to start calling them out rather than take time for a prayer. We've already prayed some prayers tonight. So in the name of Jesus, that care, that worry spirit, we command you to come out right now, those worries, those cares, those troubling spirits that trouble you, the troubling at night, the worry at night, you come out of there, all the way out. Those worrying spirits, those troubling spirits come out of there, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 move, move, move. Those stressful spirits, you come out. Those stressful spirits come out. All the way out. Stress, spirits of stress, come out. Spirits of anxiety, come out. In Jesus' name, go. All stress and anxiety, loose the people and let them go right now. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, all that stress, all that anxiety, you've got to go right now. Loose the people. I bind you. I break your power. In Jesus' name, people are in the church today seem to be more stressed out than I've ever seen them. And it seems to be increasing. So this is an anxiety in the land. This is an attack of Satan. And so we rebuke this attack. We rebuke these spirits of stress and anxiety and these troubling spirits that they're just called troubling spirits that trouble Christians to come in and harass them. You come out. Spirit of harassment, come out. 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 Come on, all that stress. Loose the people. Let them go. Come out, stress, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 move, 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 move. All the way out. All those stress spirits, keeping people stressed, keeping people in high anxiety. Come out, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Spirit of stress, spirit of emotional pain, emotional trauma. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. Spirit of emotional pain and trauma, come out in Jesus' name. Physical pain, come out. Excuse me. Come out of there. Physical pain, spirits, go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. All the way out. All the way out. By the blood of Jesus right now. All the way out. Keep coming out. Physical pain, pain, spirits, come out. Come out of there. Jesus' name. Fear that things will never change. You come out. Fear that things will never change. You come out of there right now. All those spirits of fear that things are never going to change in your life. In Jesus' name. Come out of there right now. All those spirits of fear that things are never going to change. I bind you. I break your power now. And you come out of there all the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. All that fear that things are never going to change. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, yes. And I do have a little word here for walk in truth. God says things will change in your life. He didn't give me a time period, but he said things are going to change. And he wants you to know that. All right, keep coming out of there. We break your power. You have to go. You have to lose the people and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, everybody pray this prayer. I surround myself right now with a hedge of protection. I break the power of the wicked one and his assignments against me in Jesus' name. And I tell you to get your hands off of my life. You will not prevail against me. Just tell him that. You will not prevail against me. You've got to tell him that. That is what I feel the Lord said to tell him. You will not prevail against me, but I prevail against you through Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for surrounding your saints with a hedge of protection right now. Also, just tell him that I am dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, I am under the shadow of the Almighty, and he will keep me. No matter what you say, he's going to keep me. Amen. So we're going to listen to the word of the Lord, the word of the devil. All right, keep coming out. Any spirits of lust, you go too. Come out. Come out of there. In Jesus' name, go. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose the people. Let them go. All the way in Jesus' name. You have to go all the way out. All confusion. All unhealthy desires right now. These unhealthy desires that binding up some people, you go in Jesus' name. Those spirits of these unhealthy desires, those unnatural desires, unhealthy desires, desires for forbidden things, you come out. The spirits that drawing you toward forbidden things, you come out. Out, 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 out. All the way out by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We just cover everyone listening with the blood of Jesus right now. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, this is number one broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. So, Father, just seal this deliverance that people receive to them. Help them to walk in greater victory than they ever have before. In Jesus' name, and greater revelation of you and your love. We praise you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yes, been good to be with you all. And I thank all of you who came out tonight to be with me and to launch this new program of deliverance today, and I'm looking forward to doing a number more, and of course next week we'll do a pre-recorded, because we'll be speaking at the Whitestone Remnant conference, but after that, we'll be right back in the saddle, and back on next Friday after that, and do some more. So again, I'd like to give you my email address. By the way, I want to mention also, I have a new book out. Brand new, I mean, right off the press. We'll have it up on the website for available this weekend. And that is, Do You Have Demon Trouble? 175 pages, I think, if I'm correct. Plus maybe a few more than that, but I know it's at least 175 pages. So that is available. And I want to encourage you to take advantage and get yourself a copy of that, because I know it'll be a blessing to you. It's mainly, topic is mainly deliverance and being free. And exposing how people do have demon trouble and showing them how they can be free from their demon trouble. So praise the Lord. Sure, you can take advantage of that. Website is theoasisplace.org. My email address, theoasis1@localnet.com. If you'd like to write me, Pastor John Kyle or The Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162 in Billings, Montana. And that's zip code is 59105. Well, love you all, and I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight now, because I've only got a two-hour time period here, and I believe I've used it just about up. So love you all, and we'll see you back soon.
Praise and shout.
His praise. Glorious, shout for joy, gonna make His praise. Glorious, shout for joy, make His praise. Glorious, shout for joy,